Do you remember the first actual fire you went to?
Yeah, but I was kind of in on the tail end. I had just come off the train. See, in those days, we didn't have all this bunker gear. You know, OSHA, when OSHA stepped in, it became a whole new ball game. It cost the department a lot of money. You had to get all this equipment. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that it changed a lot of things. Because I used to be able to come right off the train wearing a skirt, you know, put your bunker coat on, the helmet, and off, I mean, you know, pull up your boots. So you could still hit a hydrant. I mean, you're not going to go inside in a skirt, but you could still, you know, hump hose. But I remember, I guess it was March or April of that year that I got in, 1983, and I was coming in on the train. I could hear the fire whistle, you know, as you're approaching. So I ran across to Flower Hill. I think I was on the fourth due engine or something. I mean, you know, it was down in Manor Haven. And basically the fire was out, you know, they had knocked it out already, and it had to be April, I guess, because Charlie Lang was just gotten out. Maybe Donald was at it. Right, but Charlie was I guess he was like the first assistant at that time, and, you know, he was the incident commander at that particular fire. He told Bobby Dunbar to take me in, you know, to show me around. You know, Bobby was a member of Flower Hill. I'd gone to school with him. He moved down to Florida now. So he took me in, you know, show me the damage and whatnot. But the reason this one does stick out in my mind, and I believe it was the first one, because this homeowner had a python, he had a couple of real, like, odd kinds of, you know, reptile things in there. So that's why I remember that one. Yeah.